League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And with that, well, we bring in a guy who played in Spain's La Liga, and it is the one and only Raul Rodriguez. Raul, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. How are you?
I'm good, Raul. So first thing, just tell me a little bit about going into 2016 now, how good it is for you to have had a season behind you to sort of adjust to this league and its differences than playing in Spain.
You know, for me, last year and this year are being completely different. Last year, I had a lot of work, you know, to get used to a lot of stuff and starting for everything, for the most simple thing to the most complex inside and outside the soccer. It was a big process for me personally and professionally. And this year, with all that experience from the last year, I'm finding myself in a very different situation inside and outside the field. Outside the field, of course, I know the city. I can, you know, speak English. I can enjoy the conversations with my teammates. And it's a different, you know, it's a different culture that you have to get used to it. But after this year, as I said, it's been very easy. And inside the soccer, just the same. So the MLS is a very intense league, right? It's a different league from Spain, as you said. I mean, there's a different things, different details that need time to, you know, to learn from them. And for me this year, it's been just three games, but against three very good teams. And I feel different. I mean, last year I was just thinking about me, you know, thinking about how to be at the best level. But this year I can also, apart of thinking in myself, I can think in the team, I can try to, you know, make the team better in other things. So it's been an exciting start of the season, right? With all that knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Now, Raul, for you, do you feel a little bit more comfortable now being a bit of a leader with your experience? Because, you know, the Dynamo do need leadership.
Well, I think it's something that Owen Coyle, the coach, is asking not just me, a few players, right? You have players with experience, with some age, and he wants us to be leaders and to take some responsibility. So yes, I'm the thing for me is I'm better prepared for do that kind of job, you know. And I feel that was something that also Owen was asking me to do last year, and maybe I was not as prepared as I wanted. I was in this sort of process, in this sort of learning moment. But this year, definitely, I'm better prepared. And I know just, as I said, it's not just about the league, but I know the teams, I know the players inside our team and the players outside, right? The opponents. I have a lot of more information and I'm able to do, to play that role easily. And I think it's something obviously good for me and hopefully good for the team.
He's Dynamo center back. He is Raul Rodriguez joining us. Year two for him in Major League Soccer, a big part of the Houston Dynamo. Let's go back to New York because you had two leads in the second half. Let's talk about the management of this game and getting out of there with points. What do you think was the biggest difficulty in this game?
For me, and you know, we've been talking about this game a lot during this week and with everybody together, but then you have the chance to talk with different players and to see the game. I saw the game three times on TV, on video. And, you know, for me, until the 70th minute. So this last 20 minutes were probably when we start to commit more mistakes. Actually, we were winning 3-2 in a very complicated stadium against a very, very good team that was the winning of the Supporters' Shield last year. So a very, very good team. And we were fine. We were winning 3-2. And I think we did a few mistakes very similar to the New England game. I think we tried to you know, defend the result. As I said, we were winning. We were trying to maybe to be to do not have the how you say that in English? So the initiative of the game, right? So
yes.
You don't want to have the ball. You don't want to go forward. You're just trying to be more comfortable on the field, trying to not take risks. And I think that for us, that was not the way, right? You can see, for example, in Dallas, we made an awesome game, and we were always pushing forward. And no matter what, we were scoring goals and just trying always to go forward instead of coming backwards and trying to drop off and be relaxed. And I think that's something that happened probably in New York, and they punished us because they had the ball, they had the possession, and they had enough time to score two goals. But at the end of the day, we feel, and it's something that, as I said, we've been talking about, we feel great about that game. Obviously, you lose those 3 points that were very important, and we have them, but I think there were a lot of positive things on the field.
Raul Rodriguez joining us ahead of Vancouver. How much did you play on artificial surface in Spain? I don't think much at all, if at all, right? No home team in Spain's La Liga had artificial surface, right?
No, not at all. There's no. Yeah. I mean, you.
That would be like sacrilegious, wouldn't it? For Spanish football to be played on an artificial surface, it's not authentic.
Well, it's something not so common. I mean, you play there when you're young, you know, against when you're 15, 16, 17, 18. But it's not something usual. I mean, there's no really teams. Actually, I think there's some kind of rule. Right, that if you have this surface and you come from the second division to the first one, you got to change the whole. So I don't know. Yeah, it's probably something weird, but you know, just I don't know how many teams. I don't want to say any lie, but maybe there's 4 or 5 places with turf. It's not a big deal, and especially playing against a team as Vancouver that are a very, very good team. Actually, we're having, now that I'm thinking, we're having a very hard start of the season because we were playing against these guys, New England, Dallas, New York Red Bulls, now Vancouver, 4 teams that were on the playoffs last year. And to be honest with you, I feel very, very excited because I really feel on the field that we have a very, very competitive team. I think it's going to be a very exciting season.
Yeah, there's a much different feel around their team, isn't there? Your team now, isn't there, from a competition standpoint for playing time? But also now your team seems to be much more of a danger on the counterattack.
I agree. I think it's something different. Probably because I was last year here, and right, and I can compare both teams, and I can see the differences. And apart from the individual stuff and individual names, and I don't think that's the point. I think it's more about it's a team thing. And I agree that we've been improving some things. For example, the counter attack is something that we were doing last year, but this year feels really different. I think that there's a sort of a competitivity in the air, and I think that the team feels like comfortable playing, and that's something that we felt as well. There's been a few moments in these 3 games where we were actually struggling in some situations, but and I don't want to say comfortable like being easy, but comfortable doing the hard job. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hard stuff to do, obviously, when you play against these teams, and especially these very good teams. And I think we were fine. I think we were really making steps forward. And I feel that, of course, the team is going to be better and better every time. There's not something that is going to be like this for the beginning. And we're going to have in hard situations during the season. But I feel very sure about the power of the team. To be honest,
you feel like you're embracing the tough moments better as a group, and you feel more confident in them.
Yes, yes, definitely. It's too soon to talk about it in general terms. But as I said, I think that especially in the against New England and against Vancouver, there were these moments. For example, you can see in the first game we received the ball. I don't know, minute 5, minute 4. And that's a hard situation when you've been, you know, preparing a preseason, and there's a lot of expectation, and there's a lot of people coming, and there's a lot of people saying good things about you. And in the third moment, in the third minute, you receive the ball, and you see, you need a kind of really a competitive mind to just pick up everybody and just start again, and just actually we scored 2 goals, if I'm not wrong, after that. And there were situations like this. Actually, it happened the same in New York. And this last week, we received a goal, and we finally at the end of the first half, we were winning 2-1. So these situations where you have to stand up and be counted, and we did it. So I think, as I said, there's a lot of small and big things that are going very well, and we just have to, you know, keep moving and keep going forward.
Raul, last question. We'll let you go again. Thank you very much for coming on the program. All right, Blas Perez up front is kind of an agitator as a striker. Used to be on FC Dallas. Octavio Rivero is another player that's very dangerous. How about a word on these two strikers for Vancouver who you possibly could be matched up against?
You know, I think it's a lot of about concentration. Vancouver is a very powerful team, offensively especially. They're very organized, but they have a lot of strength in the offense. So I think it's going to be I really feel that these four teams are very similar, right? They like to have the ball, they like to go forward, they like to start from behind, they like to have the possession. So it's going to be probably a very similar game. And in terms of the strikers, it's going to be about concentration. You can do in this league, you can do a perfect 80 minutes, 85 minutes, and if you lose your concentration or you get relaxed in 5 minutes, you're out. So as I said, we're very positive, very excited for this game, and I think we're going to be fine.
Raul, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck in Vancouver.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.